Lost to Cast 138 with Toby Pett. Just me and Toby today.
Good morning, Gloucester.
Love Fest.
Yeah.
Love Fest in the house. We're going to do a quick podcast right here.
Couple topics.
Couple topics we're going to bang out here. Get some. All good news today. All good news. All happy news. First off, Kim reported last night that Carol Thistle, who works in the Community Development Department in Gloucester, Senior Project Manager for the Tourism Commission, reports that fully one-third of revenue collected from the hotel and restaurant tax will go toward promoting tourism. Carol broke the news at the joint spring cultural meeting of Gloucester's Harbour Town and Rocky Neck Cultural Districts held Tuesday night at the North Shore Art Association. I'm not positive, but I think that this is a departure from what had been going on, where there were promises that the money that was raised from the from hotel and meals tax was not going back directly into promoting tourism. Now this is going. This report is really good news for the tourism industry in town, and just one more example of the awesome team that we have. I don't know who was responsible for this, but it's coming. The news is coming from the community development, but this community development crew that is on board for the city of Gloucester right now is awesome. Like it's like every single time, good news, one more piece of good news after another. It's all good. So we got that. I want to talk about. Donna just sent in a press release for the 1 Hour at a Time Gang. This Saturday, for the people that want to help 1 Hour at a Time Gang, you donate 1 hour of your time. You kind of work in a group. You start at 8 o'clock. You finish at 9 o'clock. Donna provides the bags, and the city picks up the bags of trash, and you go and they go around every week. They pick a different section of town to clean up. This week, this Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, they're going to meet at Pavilion Beach. They're going to do a Pavilion Beach cleanup. So if you want to do something, you want to get out of the house, you want to get a little... meet people, get a little sun on your face and feel good about... I think you do these kind of things and at the end you feel really good about it. Do that. Get together with those people. You don't have to sign up or anything. Just show up. Bring gloves. They will provide bags. All right. Speaking of that group, the 1 hour at a time gang, the arts calendar that James has been curating for us, awesome arts calendar is morphing into so much more. Yesterday we huge leaps and bounds on this thing. And the reason why I bring it up right after the 1 hour at a time gang, Donna sent me the press release this morning. She actually posted it. For some reason, I'm on there. I don't go to it. I wish I had time to go to this, to the 1 hour at a time gang. But I replied to her, you should send this to James, or you should submit this calendar of events to our calendar so people can see it. It's always stuck at the top of the blog. It's the first thing people see when they bookmark goodmorninggloucester.com.
If they want to see what's going on this coming Saturday, it would be one of the items listed on this coming Saturday.
So within 15 minutes, I get the email back. James has it put into the calendar, and she's good to go. Now, people can set up their own community calendars, and the community event calendars, and submit them to James. And they can have complete control over populating these fields. So yesterday I reached out to the police, the chief of police. So he has, Chief Campanello has a PR firm. PR firm is who I get all the press releases that come about all the different things, that great things that the police department is doing. I reached out to them. They were all excited. They're gonna populate a calendar that's gonna be integrated with our calendar,
right? And not have to submit it to you,
and not have to submit.
It's gonna
it to
go me. Direct,
right? And in these calendars, like there's a place to say for more information, click here, and then that could bring them back to their own
website,
web presences,
right?
You know what I mean? So it isn't just us trying to collect information and be the hoarder of this information. This actually could direct people back to your own organization's information page
for greater detailed information.
Greater detail than everything else. Yeah, and really, I mean, it's the it's the sky's the
limit. So you got community development that's on board right now. The police are on board.
Well, they're going to start. They're going to start up, according to the PR guy. I mean, they haven't done it yet. I called up Valerie Marino, who is
the library.
My buddy at Sawyer Free Library.
Right.
She's awesome. And I asked her, "What do you think?" And she's like, "I think we use Yahoo right now, but whatever it is, we're gonna take advantage of this. We're on board with this." So we'll have the library's events in there, and it's just steam right now. It's like a freight train. It's like a snowball that's picking up more snow and more mass as we roll down the hill. So it's awesome.
The ultimate goal is to allow them essentially to post directly so that they eliminate the filtering process, which can delay the release of the information to the public. We want them to be able to reach the public more quickly, more easily.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You nailed it, Tony. Press release. Oh, well, this actually, I didn't realize. I got a press release about this, but James posted on it yesterday. So the this past Sunday, the Cape Ann Fisher Munn, that's FISHERMUNN.
That's after Jim Munn, who was the track coach, right?
Right. The Cape Ann Fisher Munn's team is named in deference to him. In honor of him, I guess.
Yeah, the long-term coach of the track coach, yeah.
Right. They had the summer games at the Milton Academy, and this is the Cape Ann Fishermen's first year that they went there, so they didn't really know what was going to happen, and James Eves and his son, Yanni, is Special Olympic. He's one of the athletes.
Right.
And so he went. And they used to have to bring him all the way to Peabody, but now this is the first year Cape Ann has done it. And what happened was that their team swept the field with medals. Every athlete took home at least one gold medal, and they pretty much ensures that they're going to go to the Special Olympics track and field states at Harvard University.
Wow.
It's awesome.
Yeah, totally.
And we got pictures sent in, and the looks on these kids' faces. I mean, the joy on these kids' faces, it's very exciting.
Milton Academy's beautiful campus, unbelievably beautiful campus.
Yeah?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I wonder where do you think it is?
It's in Milton, Massachusetts. For a good year or so, I was helping to manage a project. Construction project right down the street, so I passed it daily, sometimes multiple times in the course of a day.
So we want to do a shout out to Sean Williamson, Kathy Verga, and Nicole Tucker, who were the coaches for the Cape Ann Fishermen, and so kudos for them for really doing great work with these young athletes. We got a couple businesses that just recently opened, or are about to open up, or have just opened up,
or opening up a second location.
Yeah, really cool. The Floating Lotus, every time we mention them on the blog, like the Facebook hit count and everything goes through the roof. And I think I'm not sure if they're just these people are popular people, or if it's because people are so excited. Because the space that they're taking over is the former Empire building.
Part of the Empire, the right side. If you looked at the front,
right. So people have really psyched because, and I don't understand why everybody's flipping out. I understand there's a hole in Main Street. I mean, one shop, one big space was empty. But why does that destroy Main Street? Why was everybody so upset that guy didn't have that place rented? What do you think that is?
Well, look, I just think that some people wish they're thinking positively that a higher concentration of shops will, it will spin off and generate business at other locations. And I think so. They want more businesses there. And if there is an empty storefront,
I guess what I didn't get was why they demonized this butter guy. Who own the property? Like, why? Who is to say what he's supposed to do?
No, it's his real estate. He can do whatever he wants. That's true.
And but, like, he's, you know, this, that, or the other thing because he doesn't have it rented or he's not actively trying to get it rented.
I think people want more foot. They want more foot traffic, and I don't think if they picked on him, shame on them. But generally speaking, you know, you had the CVS, if you think about it, and then you walk down that side, you have the Fabola, that used furniture store, mm-hmm. right? And then you have your friend's shop, barbershop, right?
Barbershop?
Barbara.
Oh, but no, before that, you have a couple other shops. You have a Weather Vane.
Oh, that's right.
Right? You have the Weather Vane.
No, that's after hers.
The Weather Vane is after? It's lower than Barbara Keown's place?
Yeah.
Okay.
Her place is on the corner of that alleyway that goes down, and the Fabola.
Oh, right. Fabola would be the next one.
And then the alleyway, and then hers, and then the Weather Vane, then the bank.
Right.
And, you know, I think people want to generate more foot traffic, and if they picked on Michael Butter because he owns that building, shame on them in a certain sense that was the case. But this is a great sign that there's that our Main Street is healthy.
Yeah. So we'll give the little rundown of what's going on there. So Justin Christopher and Karen Ananatis, I think I said Anatis, I don't know, owners of the Floating Lotus on Bearskin Neck in Rockport have successfully negotiated to take over the right side of the old Empire Building. It's a four-level space they plan to share with Yoga Joy Studio, owned by Paula Passanisi, which will occupy the bottom level in the back. There's parking back there, too. The street level will be the retail store for Floating Lotus, featuring handmade fair trade clothing, jewelry, and textiles. And for those that have been peeking through the windows, the upper level in the back is to be used for an event space featuring live music, sound meditation, classes, local art, and more. I'm not... let's see. Justin and Karen opened Floating Lotus in Rockport about 11 years ago and have grown it to a very respectable business. I'm sure they will do wonders in downtown Gloucester. So there's that. And it's funny. So there was this, you know, part of this, that group came from Rockport. And this other new business that we're going to talk about is opening on Bearskin Neck. One Ocean, One Love. As you know, it's the invention of Jamie Matheson, who's an incredibly rocking artist. She brought on my, this is Mark Ferrelli wrote this in, brought on my wife, Erin Ferrelli, within the last year to be her partner in this endeavor to take over the clothing industry.
Timmy Matheson's daughter, Jamie.
Who's Timmy Matheson?
The concrete guy that you love his parties across the way here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's his daughter.
That's his daughter. Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Good people.
Yeah.
Fun people.
Yeah.
They previously only sold gear via their Etsy shop or at various local arts and craft fairs. They recently hit the brick and mortar business side of things and opened up last weekend on Bearskin Neck with a shop appropriately named One Ocean, One Love. I followed them on Instagram, and... They really have some really cool designs.
Very cool. Have you seen some.
Oh, you?
Yeah.
Oh, from where? Where would you have seen them before?
I got them directly.
Like, do they have a pop-up shop, or where did you see them to buy them? Did she work out of a trunk? How does
yeah,
she work?
Yeah, well, basically, that's how I got them. I mean, Jamie's a great gal. She works at the aquarium in Boston. She does 10 bar 1 or 2 days a week down at the Rum Line. Uh-huh. So I'm familiar with her that way. And she does great stuff. And so I ended up seeing some of it, and I got some. Yeah.
I took note of, they had this kind of like a sweater, kind of like a, for a woman, like wide-collared sweater, maybe off the shoulder. I can't really... with a nice Anchor logo, classic Anchor logo. I mean, and I said to her, "You're going to sell a bazillion of these because a lot of their designs are just classic, timeless designs, comfortable clothing." So check them out, support them. All good stuff. You got anything going on? And we went to Halibut Point the other day. That was great.
Yeah, it always is. I think we did mention it too. So.
Yeah. Eric, oh, we should mention the wine dinner at Passports tonight.
Tonight, yeah.
7 p.m.
Four courses, each course accompanied by a wine, and the menu's on You posted it yesterday, or it was posted yesterday?
Yeah, he sent it to me yesterday. Let's see if I can find that. What did do you know how much the
it is? $40.
$40, and you get
four courses accompanied by four wines. I think the central theme is French wines.
So is it a steak?
I forget exactly what the four courses
are. I'll tell you right now. Here you go. French wine dinner. First course, halibut, asparagus, and spinach salad with pesto oil. The wine will be a sparkling Vouvray Chateau Moncoutour. Second course, Parisian risotto with smoked ham, Vidalia onions, sweet peas, and Parmesan risotto. Oh, my God. I'm a sucker for risotto. When you say Parmesan risotto, I'm a super sucker for that. So that sounds fantastic. The wine they got paired with that is a Chenin Blanc, Domaine de Beaumade Sauvignon. Did I say that right?
You
was that good? Was that all right?
Not exactly, but you should continue.
Well, normally you would demolish me if I was that far off.
No.
Third course, roasted duck breast with cherry gastrique, sweet potato puree, and braised leeks. Wine Ventoux, Domaine de Fontrée. Nada. And the dessert is
the fourth course. Yeah,
fourth course, chocolate espresso torte with raspberry sauce. The wine Saturne Le Feu Renaissance.
It's Saturn, but anyway, Saturn. Yeah,
Saturn.
But it's a dessert wine. Is the bottom line.
Saturn.
Saturn. Yeah.
Saturn. Four courses, four flights, four
accompanied with four wines.
Four wines, $40 plus tax and gratuity. Bananas, just
good deal,
great deal.
I mean, they always if it isn't sold out, it gets to be closed. It's a popular thing.
Yeah. We'll post it. You know, I won't wait till 8 o'clock tonight to post the podcast. I'll post it as soon as we get done with this. I'll post
perfect
it up, so who maybe knows? We can get some people there. What else we got going on, Toby? I've been getting
any other businesses in town?
Oh yeah, here we go. We got something coming. Something just came in from Neil at Blue River Diamonds. We want to give you a Gloucester blog exclusive. We're a big fan of Good Morning Gloucester, and you've shopped with us in the past. So I wanted to tell you before the other guys. We have just acquired some cufflinks worn by Al Pacino in the movie Stand Up Guys. They're kind of fun, and we just wanted to put them on display for anyone who is a fan to come down and take a peek. They're not for sale currently, just here for fun. Not to get all formal on you, I've attached a press release and a pic if you want to use it. If not, no worries. We'll put this up for these people. They're nice people. Blue River Diamonds is great. That was in the past couple of years. That was a great addition. Ken Hecht's
building. The renovation of that building and the shops and everything that's there. Yeah,
that was a building, a beautiful building that had sat dormant for far too long, and so that's great. Yeah, so get on down to Blue River Diamonds. You can see the cufflinks that were worn by Al Pacino in the movie Stand Up Guys. There you go. Get that. And
That was a movie that Al Pacino, Christopher Walken, Alan Arkin, and Juliana Margulies starred in.
Oh, okay. Oh, going back to the arts calendar.
Yeah.
I want to follow up because I put Len Burgess on the spot yesterday, saying that I hope that he'll do the schooner calendar for us, schooner events, and he told me he's gonna try. So we get that going from him.
Well, if everyone does their own little piece, it just makes the whole that much bigger and more complete.
Well, he loves it. He loves all the schooner stuff. He's always sending press releases. So if he really loves them and he wants to support them, he'll curate this calendar. No pressure. No pressure. Oh, God almighty. Cape Ann Museum is having the Captain's Party. Saturday, June 20th, the captain has rediscovered the new Cape Ann Museum. Join us as we celebrate with sumptuous fare and tropical cocktails. I don't know what that means. What's the captain's party? The captain has rediscovered. I don't know. They kind of leave that ambiguous, don't they?
Well, I'm not looking at the press release, so I can't help you.
Nothing about it. Okay. Join us to celebrate the captain's newest discovery at the museum's annual fundraising event with sumptuous fare and tropical cocktails. Dress summer festive. Summer festive, you fit right in.
Yeah.
That means you could wear your khaki shorts or your Nantucket Reds.
Right.
With a little bow tie,
Or an Aloha shirt.
An Aloha shirt, you would fit right in, Toby.
Right.
I think this is your opportunity. They're calling you. They're calling you. So we got that going on. Let me see if I there's another press release I think that just came in.
Maybe I'll wear, I'm going to a party or two this Friday night. Maybe I'll put on my Nantucket Reds.
You know what? You would make my day if you came to our party with your Nantucket Reds and a bow tie. You would. As a matter of fact, if you found me a bow tie, I need to find a bow tie. I gotta bring that back. That's how we used to do it back when I was hanging out with the Calouse boys. We would rock our shorts with a button down Oxford and a little bow tie action, and it was always fun. You always show up at some place that you're not supposed to wear that and make a splash.
Well, I think the only bow tie that I have in amongst my archives of bartending stuff from the days when I used to do it, I always had a black bow tie in case it was required for the function that I was tending bar at, because I used to do that for a couple caterers, tended bar for them, and had to have the black bow tie just in case.
The Harbor Tour is the shuttle is going. You know the Harbor Tour shuttle?
Yeah.
It's up and running right now. And let's see what we got here. Yep, Gloucester Harbor Water Shuttle aboard the motor vehicle Lady Jillian. Hop on, hop off tickets valid all day. Adults $10, children 6 to 12, $5, under 6 free.
Or get your pass, season or pass.
Season pass for $50, I think it was, right? Is a stupid no brainer. I was talking to Jen Cullen, who lives over by Niles Beach.
Yeah.
And she said that she's thinking about buying one so she can get downtown and not get hammered. And, there you go. Seasonal pass. Very nice. Very
nice. Gotta love it.
Ding, ding, ding. Can't wait. I you know what? As a matter of fact, for that water shuttle, you could pick it up at the studio. You can pick it up at St. Peter's, you know, the landing down at where the Fiesta is. You can also pick it up right over by where the Harbor Master's float is.
Okay.
And so those, it just goes in a circle all around the harbor. Also,
which is right next to Maritime Gloucester.
Which is right next to Maritime Gloucester, and also down in Cripple Cove. Right. So once it gets going, it in the summertime traffic is here, it is the best way to get around town.
Yeah, you don't have to get in your car.
Don't have to get in your car. So there you go. I don't know, we got a short podcast there, but I think we hit on
some cool topics.
No rants today. We might lose listeners because there was no rants. Think about that.
Well, I could prompt you and get you going.
No, don't. Please don't. I'm in a good mood right now. I don't need any. Oh, man. For Toby Pett, this is Joey Shimatao. Got a short one in, but we got it in.
All right.
Hope everybody has a great day.